The goal of this demo is to drill into the kind of features provided by a typical IoT monitoring system. To do this, you'll use the Azure IoT Suite's remote monitoring solution using simulated devices. You show a web application displaying devices' status and telemetry. You'll show how an administrator can add a new device, send commands to a device, and monitor alerts. For this demo, there's no need to look under the hood, launch the solution into Visual Studio, explain the code. All the demo will take place inside the browser. A quick word of advice before your presentation. Once your solution is provisioned, make sure to go to the Azure portal and select the resource group that you that was used to create the solution. Select the IoT Hub service. And locate the pricing and scale option here. And by default, in the IoT Hub S2 tier will be selected. Make sure to select S1. You'll see a big price difference, and that will affect your how it'll cost you to run the demo, or your if you have any Azure credits, how it'll eat up your Azure credits. You can also there's two app services. You can also lower your cost by selecting scale up on both, right, and select B1 basic, and both will have two instances running. You don't need two for demonstrating the solution, so you can turn that down to one, like I did here. So on these two apps services, the dashboard displays telemetry from simulated devices. By default, when you create the solution, there are four simulated devices being created. So you can switch from one to the other. You'll see the graph change here. If I scroll down a little bit, you'll see also the a few gauges showing the maximum of the device humidity, the minimum, and the average for that device. So there's two metric being sent by each device, the temperature and the humidity. There's a map located here in the left portion. Now that map is static unless you followed the steps when you created the when you provisioned the solution. There was a FAQ that you can take a look at and follow the steps to have a live Bing map. But by default, the map will be static. In the lower left, there's the alarm history section. Whenever a temperature goes over a certain threshold, it will be listed here. Now, next, click on the Devices button here on the left side menu. This will list the devices. So we have four devices, and it will show also some information. So manufacturer, model number, serial number, and so on. You can select a device. And the right portion here, right pane, will display device properties, firmware version, and so on. So this is all simulated, right? There's no real device behind this. You can disable a device you can add a rule or send commands. We'll take a look at that later on. Next, select the Rules button here. And this will list all the rules that that are currently set. So we have a rule for temperature, and the threshold is 38. And that will raise an alarm here. We have a second one for humidity. Whenever it goes over 48, it'll raise an alarm also. We'll take a look at how we can create new rules later on. Next, click on the Actions button, and this will list the actions already configured in the solution. So there's one for humidity, one for temperature, one will raise an alarm, one will send a message. Next, after touring the dashboard, you can go back to the devices list and explain that you'll send a command to a device. So choose any device. Let's select the second one here and click here on commands. Now, you can choose from a list of commands, ping device, start and stop telemetry, change set point to temperature, a diagnostic telemetry, change device state. So let's try pinging the device. And so you just select ping device and click on the send command button. Now, that will take a few seconds. There's nothing much to do. If I go back to the device list, I've already earlier sent a ping to the first device. So if I go back here, the result here is success. So the devices, the simulated device, have received the ping and acknowledge. Let's now add a new device. So let's go back to the dashboard. Here at the bottom, there's a button called add a device. We can select this. Select simulated device. So you can have the device ID generated for you, or you can define your own device ID. Let's say my device underscore 01. I can click create, and my device will be created with the device key. That's the secret that the device will use to send telemetry to the IoT hub, and this is the host name, the IoT hub host name. So I'm done. All right, so here's my device. I can select it. I can look, it's presently enabled. I can disable it. Let's try to add a rule for this device, this new device. So I'll click here, add rule. And we have two choices, temperature and humidity. So these are our two values. So let's say if the temperature goes over 55, we'll raise an alarm temperature. So let's click here. Okay. Now let's go. So we switch to the dashboard switched you to the rules section here. So let's go back to devices. Let's select our device again. Let's click on command, and this time we'll send a value, a temperature value higher than 55. So we'll here select a command, change set point temperature, and we'll say, let's say 60. We'll send a command. So that will tell the simulated device to send back a temperature of 60, the one that we just send here. So let's go back to the dashboard. And you see now our new device is available from the from this drop down. And there we go. An alarm has been raised. Now that concludes this demo.